I'm Matthias Spiegel.
And I'm Ronald Donaldson.
And welcome to an appreciating episode of...
But That's a Different Story.
Where we bring you stories so scented that you'll think a blind and shouting Al Pacino dropped a whole sack of pennies right on your head.
Speaking of what are all those drawings behind you? They look like you've been attempting to visually capture the black void which replaced my soul so many years ago.
Oh, I was just testing my new scented marker. I was trying to figure out the fragrance of it yesterday, and the more I sniffed, the less I was sure what it was. I eventually woke up dazed with dozens of completely black papers around me, and still no clue as to the scent.
Ronald, that's no scented marker. Although it is an industrial-strength professional ink distribution device, I believe you spent the entirety of last night huffing ink fumes until you passed out.
That would explain the headache, and probably the office goblin that's been tickling the back of my ears since I woke up. But what have you been up to, Matthias? You don't look so hot yourself.
Yeah, I seem to have inherited your gambling addiction and ended up doing a bunch of scratch-and-sniff lotto cards. Turns out there's no such thing, and I was just snorting powdered latex for 4 hours straight.
Did you at least win anything?
No, I guess my odds weren't good, which is exactly what my doctor said after I told him what I'd been doing.
It seems that we both need to heed the intended use warnings in our lives.
Well, I intended to use this as a segue in today's story we're calling...
Fragrant Foul.
I was halfway out the sliding glass window in the bathroom of Charles Babineau's Grantique Boutique in Washington, D.C., when I felt a strange sensation wash over me. It turns out the sensation was extreme pain, as a cookie tin full of nickels was thrust down upon my head. Babineau had a team of grannies patrolling the outside of his boutique at all times. Well, most times. Well, most times between 6 a.m. and 4 p.m., mostly with a nap break at around 11. But I happened to get caught by someone working the late shift. You see, Babineau was in need of a thief to go out to Omaha, Nebraska, and steal the original Werther's Original out of Warren Buffett's left pocket. I had made it clear to Babineau that I, much like my hero Richard Nixon, was not a crook, but he wouldn't take no for an answer, and now I found myself on a bus full of grannies showing a VHS copy of Steel Magnolias going half speed down Interstate 66 heading west. I was handcuffed to one granny who explained all of this to me upon my waking. She also told me she would be escorting me to the Buffett estate personally and not to try any funny business. Luckily, she did not consider my one-man show I performed for her to be all that funny because about 12 minutes into Are You There, Pod? It's Me, Matthias, she was fast asleep and I was able to slip her tiny, frail hand out of the bedazzled handcuff, freeing myself from her. I needed to come up with an escape plan, and fast. I certainly did not want to be forced into a career in crime so late in life. I just knew that I would be the oldest rookie at all the crime conventions and potlucks, and I was told by my doctor that if someone busted my balls just one more time, I might croak. No, an escape had to be made. Luckily, the bus made a rest stop in Columbus, Ohio, and I was able to sneak out the back, undetected by my still-napping kidnapper. My first task was to find a locksmith to take care of my unwanted wrist jewelry. This proved to be a harder task than I had anticipated, as I was still wearing the prison jumpsuit I was issued in Baltimore, where I was falsely accused of murdering the last dodo bird in existence. Yes, every Home Depot, Lowe's, and even Ace Hardware that I stepped foot in assumed the worst and immediately grabbed me by my striped breeches and tossed me out the front door before I could explain my situation. Feeling dejected, I decided I could solve my problem by simply purchasing some new clothes. I located the closest Macy's department store, purchased a nice linen sport coat to cover my stripes, and was about to head out when I caught sight of the perfume counter. There was a man there gesticulating wildly at the woman at the counter, making such a scene that Shakespeare himself would blush, which would have been more fitting at the makeup counter. Eager to figure out the cause for the spectacle, I approached the man cautiously with recorder in hand. Whoa, 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 buddy. What's the commotion in the potion section? I assume that's what this is, all these fancy bottles and liquids. Why don't we take a step over and talk this out, mano a mano.
Oh, hand to hand?
Oh, is that what that means? In Spanish, I believe. Oh, wow. I'm not looking to get into some kind of hand-to-hand combat, of course. No. I mostly want to see what could get you so riled up that you are throwing hands left, not at a person, but left and right into the air to at God himself, perhaps.
Oh, yes. All the time.
Looks like you're trying to stretch taffy with your hands, invisible taffy.
I'm trying to do a cat's cradle with taffy.
Yeah.
In the air.
Uh-huh.
As it were. Oh, but thank you for calming me down.
Yeah.
Calming me down.
Is this back rub doing you any good?
It's doing wonders. It's heavenly.
So no hand to hand, but nothing about hand to back.
No, I mean, in fact, it seems like you're also doing the same thing. You're perhaps rearranging tiles on the back of my back.
Oh, I'm just spelling out words. I try to trace out the Bible.
Oh, yes, you're in Leviticus now. I see. Ooh, yes. Those are some harsh rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to live by them.
I mean, it's harsh the rules, but wonders for my back. Easy.
Yeah. Okay, well, get calm now. We're
good. I'm getting calm, yes. I get so, as you said, riled up. I get so worked up with my profession. So I do appreciate it.
My name is Matthias Spiegel. I'm recording this conversation for a podcast that I co-host called But That's a Different Story, hosted on the Empty Jar Network. That's a little bit of info for you there.
Oh, I do appreciate it. Fine. Thank you.
Who may I ask am I talking to?
Oh, good sir. My name is Leonard Parfum.
Leonard, huh?
Yes.
Interesting name.
It quite is. Yes, it perhaps means lion.
Oh, like lion,
lion
nuts?
Yeah. Lion genitals. Yes.
Okay. Leonard.
Yes. Usually cats are neutered or spayed, but in the wild, you ever watch certain nature documentaries? You'll see some. You'll see the real show.
I mean, I guess if you're really looking. Bust out the old freeze frame.
Oh,
enhance.
Yes. Yes. I do a picture in picture.
What would you call that? The equivalent for animals? A Mr. Skin? A Mr. Bearskin?
Yes.
That's a million-dollar idea.
It is. Nat Geo, hello. Colin. National Geographic After Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't that?
But they really put the graphic in National Geographic.
Exotic creatures. XXX.
Exotic. Yeah. Oh, no, that all sounds wonderful. I forget where I was going. But you said your name is Leonard Parfum. You had mentioned something about being so riled up because of your profession?
Well, yes, it's my job. You see, it's ideal in smells, in scents. In fact, you could even say, in fact, I say this myself, I say it on my business card, which I'll give to you here.
Oh, okay. Let me accept it with two hands, politely.
Thank you. Let's do a shake. Where I hold it with one hand, you take it with the other, I put my other hand on top of your hand, and then you put your hand on top of both
of
mine.
And we conceal the card, and then I take it away. And it was like, does he still have the card, or did he take it? All right, here we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your card is hot to the touch.
Oh, it's a special potion I put on it.
This is quite the smell.
You're good. You smell it, right?
Yeah. I would think maybe it'd be scratch and sniff, but no scratch required.
No, never. Sometimes. Never? It's part of the fun, you see. I'm a sensationalist.
Okay, that's what it says right here on your business card, Leonard Parfum. Sensationalist.
Yes.
And what is the smell that I'm smelling in this card here?
Well, perhaps it's conjuring up either perhaps the Scottish Highlands, or a Yankees baseball player.
Okay, which one?
Well, one was named after the other. You are perhaps smelling some moss.
Moss.
Some peat.
Mm-hmm. Peat moss.
Yes.
I'm sure moss could grow in some peat.
Yeah, some peat, some awesome, perhaps some, a little bit of sulfur.
Sulfur, ew. Mm-hmm. Okay.
A watery stench.
Uh-huh.
You see, I wanted to create the essence of paper, which is wood, which is pulp, which is earth. So this is modeled after the bogs of England and Scotland, Wales.
Mm.
The United Kingdom, the bog, the peat bogs.
Peat bogs. Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Yes, named after Wade Boggs.
Wait, okay. Yeah, I've heard that somewhere. I guess it's true. I don't have any fact checkers around me. They usually keep them in tow, but I don't know. I lost them somewhere around, well, I was going to say Cincinnati, but I think we're pretty close to Cincinnati right now, aren't we?
They could still be there. Enjoying world-famous gravy on top of spaghetti or something like
chili.
That.
Chili.
Chili, yes, chili on spaghetti.
Chili with cinnamon on it or something like that.
Mmm, now that's a smell I should try to create a scent of that.
Meat and cinnamon.
And spaghetti.
And spaghetti. Well, I guess pasta does have a smell, though, don't it? So,
oh, everything has a smell.
Hmm.
Very few things. Oh, my arch enemy, water.
Uh-huh.
Technically, pure H2O.
Uh-huh.
No smell.
Yeah, but get it in a bog. It's a catalyst for all kinds of smells.
Of course, bacteria. Mm-hmm. That's some. There's some on my card.
A bacteria?
Yes.
Not fecal. I hope.
Oh, depends on how evolved they've become.
On how evolved what have become?
The bacteria, if they've become amoeba.
Did they become fecal? That's what every bacteria yearns to be.
Oh,
I'm going to get my fecal degree this year. I aspire. Most famous kind of bacteria.
Well, you know, every creature emits something.
Like gut fauna.
Of waste. Yes, gut fauna. Very famously. Everything produces off gases in a way. And that's a smell.
Mm. Okay, yeah, I guess. Over time, everything has a half-life, doesn't it?
Yes, especially the game.
Uh-huh.
Half-Life 3 coming soon.
Go, yep. Right on the horizon. I'm holding my breath. Great. Well... so what has gotten you so riled up that you have to gesticulate? I noticed when I reached you that you were not saying any words, merely miming. Still, that seemed somewhat more dangerous to me.
Yes, most of my work in my miming is wafting.
Mm.
So I will waft scents both to me and from me,
mm-hmm,
to the other person who I'm trying to sell to.
I see. Oh, you're here trying to make a deal.
Yes. In fact, I even got mistaken for whose side of the counter I was on.
You got mistaken, huh?
Yes.
By whom?
Well, by myself.
Oh.
I got so caught up in the moment that I forgot that I don't actually work here in Macy's.
Mm.
I thought I was selling to the woman across the counter as just a regular old passerby interested in one of my scents.
Uh-huh.
But no, you see, the truth is that I'm trying to present my sense to her.
Oh.
So that Macy's will carry it.
You think the person at the perfume counter has buying power for Macy's?
Do they not?
I would be so surprised if they moonlit as the person at the counter, but
ooh, moonlight.
I guess stranger things have happened.
Moonlight is a scent I've been trying to capture.
Oh, how? Well, please, walk me through that. How do you capture the scent of a moonlight?
Well, first, I like...
Well, let me ask you this first. The scent of moonlight. Are you saying much that in the same way that sounds are waves and light, how we see, is just different kind of different frequency of waves? Are you saying that smell lives on that same wavelength? There's just a different vibration of the same particles that equal smell.
Oh, precisely, my dear man.
Wow.
You've figured out. I mean, light, as you know, can be waves, but also particles,
mm-hmm,
as scientists have figured out.
Mm-hmm.
The same with smell. Smell is what is but a particle that comes into your olfactory senses,
mm-hmm,
that your brain perceives as a sensation. So smells can be wavelengths or particles depending on the quantum state of the smell.
Oh, if you're viewing it or not?
Yes, one of my earliest...
Or if you're smelling it or not, I guess.
Yes, one of my earliest smells in university was
A cat. Dead cat. Schrodinger's cat. Sometimes it smelled like a dead cat. Sometimes it smelled like an alive cat.
But, so I guess you would have to put it in a scent-proof box.
Yes.
Otherwise, it would be pretty easy to smell if that cat was dead if you're just going with plain old cardboard.
Oh, well, that was a mistake I learned. My thesis advisor definitely had to tell me to fix that one.
Fix the cat?
Save the cat, yes.
Oh, save the cat. Okay.
Yes.
Get it fixed first, too, correct?
Fixed, yeah, neutered or spayed, as discussed. Spay and neuter your pets, please.
Okay.
But not the wild ones.
Ah.
Not for our plan.
Not
for National Geographic After Dark.
Oh, yes. A request specifically from Leonard Parfa. Please do not spay beautiful wild animals. Gotta see the goods.
Yes.
Oh, what an advocate for wildlife everywhere. I'm sure they appreciate. Also, sorry, I went on a little bit of a tangent there trying to understand this, but please, again, tell me how you capture the scent of moonlight.
Oh, well, let's see. I mean, one thing that I like to do with all of my scents is really bask in them.
Mm.
Really get to know them, sort of like a method actor, you know, lives the part that they play. I make sure to really immerse myself in the scents.
Mm.
So, in a sense, I will... Well, if I'm innocent in this, I'm guilty of being a scent.
What about in a scent?
Ah, well, that's one way. I tried to capture moonlight. I got into a hot air balloon.
Okay.
In the middle of the night.
Nude?
The only way.
If you want to bathe in it, I don't think you bathe with your clothes on.
Oh, I thought that was the only way to get in a hot air balloon.
Oh.
Really feel the air.
I guess.
Brush over you.
How did the hot air balloon operator feel about that?
They were also nude.
Okay,
so.
They were nude when you got in.
Yes.
So you just followed suit. Or yes. I guess no suit.
His birthday suit.
Yeah. Followed birthday suit. Wow, that card is still getting to me. It's strong.
I'm so used to it, so it doesn't bother me. But yes, it is a very strong scent. I like to really overpower the senses.
And what do you call that scent that the card is?
Oh, I call that pleased to meet you.
Pleased? Oh, that's fitting for a business card.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It has to have a fun name. I mean, sometimes you go obvious. Sometimes you come up with a fun thing, like how Pantone has its wacky colors.
Well, if it's mimicking the peat bogs of Ireland and stuff, you could have gone with pleased to peat you.
Damn. Damn.
Sorry, there's a little punch up.
Oh, that's wonderful. I dearly appreciate
maybe
it.
Maybe on the next printing.
Yes, I shouldn't have printed the name of the scent on it. Embossed, as I did.
Well, you must. They have to know. This is you're selling. This is what you're selling. Scents.
That's true. Yes.
So where do you I see you here. Forcefully trying to waft scents towards this woman at the perfume counter. Where's your base of operations?
Oh, well, I have a special laboratory.
Okay.
That I traveled around in. Yes, it's a moving one, a roving lab.
A roving lab? That's fascinating.
Oh, yes, I have to be constantly chasing different scents. And
physically.
Also, oh, of course. Either I'm chasing them, so other things don't chase me.
Mm-hmm.
Always on the go to find the best and latest, most original scent.
You ever get, like, dogs and cats chasing you because of the smells coming out of your... I'm guessing it's a van?
It's a Winnebago.
A Winnebago, huh? The old Walter White.
Oh, yes, and indeed, I think that he ripped me off.
So, do you also do your cooking in your underwear?
I do. I wear my little hat. Whatever hat that's called. My pork pie hat.
Uh-huh.
I wear my underwear.
Uh-huh.
Gas mask.
Uh-huh.
Which has a tube connected to whatever scent I'm smelling.
Oh, so, so you're only smelling the scent.
Yes.
It's isolating mask.
Yes, like a Bane type of situation.
Beautiful.
And yes, I'll be in. I'll say to my assistant, let's cook. And then there'll be a montage.
Oh, you've got an assistant.
Oh, I've had many assistants over the years, but they don't stay with me too long.
No. Why is that? High turnover rate.
Yes.
Bad Glassdoor reviews.
Yes, on the Glassdoor of my Winnebago, they always write in marker. They review me.
Marker. You're talking Sharpie? Permanent?
It is, yes.
Oh, no.
It started as a clear Glassdoor, but now it's pretty hard to see through.
Yeah, I would imagine. Just full of, I guess, bad reviews if you have such high turnover.
Unfortunately, although if you were to count all the stars, it could seem like I'm great.
If you add them all together, all the one stars.
Yes.
Just by sheer volume, I guess. So what's the number one complaint about working with you that they, upon their exit interview?
Well, they say many things, but I'd say number one is probably... It stinks. And I never know if they mean the smell or just the conditions.
The working conditions.
Yes, but to a T, they all say it stinks.
Uh-huh. The old Jay Sherman.
It's true. Oh, my harshest critic.
The critic.
It's true.
Wow. Okay. So you're traveling around
the American Southwest?
Well, that's not where we are now.
Oh, no, but that's where I started.
Mm, okay. So well, then you end up in Ohio here.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus, I believe.
Yeah, yes.
So where did you start?
Oh, well.
Well, you mentioned school. Where did you go? Did you go to school for... Sensationalism?
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, sensationalist is my own term for my moniker. But I went to school for sensory arts.
Uh-huh. Well, that's pretty vague.
Well, there's the cooking arts, perhaps, or arts. But no, I went for sensory.
Yeah, but cooking involves taste and smell.
Ah, what is smell if not taste, and taste if not smell?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm saying that could be. I would say more. I would call it perfumery, perhaps.
Mm, the perfumery, yes. I did go to France, where I studied at the École de Toilette.
Oh, yes.
A very prestigious institution.
So you took a year as abroad, as they say.
Yes. Well, that was my only schooling.
Oh, okay.
They accepted me as an undergraduate.
So that's where you went to school, in Gay Perry.
Yes. Oh, and it was so wonderful and happy and... Oh, what a vibrant scene there was. So many smells as well.
Ah, you got... baguette.
Yes.
What else?
Escargot?
Croissant?
Oui.
I guess that might smell similarly to a baguette. Perhaps more butter.
Ah, you're picking it up already. You could have been a sensationalist yourself.
Oh, wow. Well, who were you? So you went to school. What was the name of that school again? I loved it.
L'École de Toilette.
Okay. What does that translate to?
The toilet school, maybe.
You never bothered to look it up.
No, I didn't want to insult the French. They so enjoy their French language and hate Americans who come over and try to speak English.
Mm, okay. So who are you under the tutelage of, then, there?
Oh, the great grandmaster of sense.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a formal name. He was sort of like a Daft Punk situation.
Uh-huh.
The French love their one-named monikers.
Uh-huh. Well, the Daft Punk is two, but...
two people.
Oh, I guess one... one... word for each of the people. One is daft, the other is punk. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, you said they are two.
Uh-huh. Two words in Daft Punk. That's not a single moniker.
Ah.
That's not like a share.
Well, they do share it.
Oh, my God. So you're under the tutelage of the master, huh?
Yes, Monsieur Chanel.
Oh, he did have a name. Okay.
Well, the Chanel was sort of... I don't know his first name.
Okay. Just Chanel.
Yes, Monsieur Chanel.
And this was the first sensei of your...
That's exactly what they call it, a sensei.
Oh, sensei.
That's where we had to call him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yes, Monsieur Chanel, but we would just call him Sensei Chanel.
Okay, and that makes sense. We, was it a big class here?
We?
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Almost went there. But it was, no, it was only me. I was the only person accepted into the program. Only one student is allowed under Monsieur Chanel at a time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Small class size. Bet you get a lot of direct attention then.
Oh, I tried, but no, he was a
tough, one-on-one.
Tough taskmaster. I had to really, really try to get his attention.
What did you do to try?
He would only operate by smell.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't look at you.
Oh.
Only sniff you.
Eyes closed, then.
Yes.
The blindfold?
He had specially made glasses.
Uh-huh. Like Roy Orbison glasses, but opaque.
Exactly, yes.
Cover all sides.
It did, it did. To the left, to the right, up and down.
And big earmuffs, then?
The biggest.
Mm-hmm.
He stole them from Disneyland Paris. They were Mickey Mouse ears.
Ah,
earmuffs.
Okay. So he can't see and he can't hear.
No.
What, did he just rub Novocaine all over his body, too, every day, every morning? This is what I heard about him.
Yes, he is famous. He did. He rubbed it all over himself so he couldn't feel.
Mm-hmm.
So we've covered sight. We've covered sound. We've mm-hmm. covered touch.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he would eat a ghost pepper every morning.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to say, but if your tongue is... If your taste buds are burnt off, you're not going to be smelling much either then.
That's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
I said, Monsieur, no.
Oh, such worry in your voice.
I said, please, but I said it in French, of course.
Uh-huh.
We all know how to say please in French.
I'm sure we can just move past it.
And so I said, what are you doing? And he very astutely said, the master smeller. I don't know how he heard me, by the way. He said, the master smeller must only use his nose.
Uh-huh.
Or her nose.
Heard that he can smell words just from the scent of your breath. And, like, the opening and closing of the mouth. And the way that your tongue gesticulates and it pushes out the smells of the air. He can take all of those different smells and, like, synesthesia, craft them into words.
Yes, exactly. That's how good he is. He is the master, probably the best smeller in all of this earth we call the globe.
Wonderful. So you must have learned a lot from him then.
Oh, so much. We trained together both at the school in Paris, but he took me all the way up to the French Alps, where, you know, the air is very thin up there, make it much harder to smell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, much harder, I believe.
So we trained where I had to... He would hold something in front of my nose. I would be blindfolded, of course, one day. The other day, I would have earmuffs on. So I got to train my senses without other senses.
So he hiked these Alps blindfolded and with no...
And with slippery Novocaine all over.
And with slippery Novocaine. Got up there, no problem.
He could smell the dirt under our very feet.
Okay, I thought it was snowing for some reason. I guess it could just be...
Oh, well, eventually, when we got up high.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he could smell snow.
Wow. Yeah, okay, but yeah, it's so cold up there. It really dims the olfactory.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like training with weights on your legs and hands, you know, if you're trying to beef up. So you just give yourself a handicap.
Exactly, yes.
Or I guess this would be a nosy cap.
It's true.
Do you ever put, like, a little beanie over your nose, a real nosy cap?
Every night. I have a little sleeping cap for my nose. It must get rest, too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes, protect it from outside senses so you can really use it when you need to.
Of course, there's, like, a wine sommelier must keep their tongue very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Always scrape it and spit out water and all different things, you know.
All different things. Spit. Wine. Water.
Phlegm.
Phlegm. Mm, the missing piece. So, oh, that's a wonderful story. What, when did you know that your training was complete?
Well, one day, after, you know, he put the earmuffs on me and the special glasses, and I got my own bottle of Novocaine too.
Mm-hmm.
One day I couldn't hear him, I couldn't see him, I couldn't taste him. Oh, I tried. there was no one around. That's when I knew my training was done. When I couldn't even smell him.
Uh-huh.
But I detected the faintest whiff, perhaps a little far away, so I followed my own nose down the mountain until I found him, and we hugged.
Oh, he was alive.
Yes, but badly, badly maimed.
Oh, no.
He slipped, you see.
Oh, you know, that's kind of what happens if you go up and try to descend a mountain with, you know, no sight, no hearing.
No, yes. I guess he could have done it better in his younger days, but now as an older man, he, you know, had some trouble.
How old are we talking?
96.
Oh, goodness. I'm amazed he got anywhere near that mountain.
He's an incredible person. Well, he was an incredible person.
Oh, no.
Yes, he passed away, unfortunately.
Because of the maiming from the mountain?
Well, he survived. A St. Bernard dog came.
Oh.
To give him some whiskey, some brandy.
Uh-huh.
It was just too much brandy for him.
Uh-huh.
The smell was intoxicating enough. He got so drunk just from a little drop.
Just from the barrel drop around the dog's neck. Before yes. It even touched his lips.
Yes. So he died of drunkenness.
Okay.
The wow. Fumes, you see, the fumes.
How'd you get his body down?
Well, he fell in some snow. I, you know, hooked him up to the St. Bernard and mushed him down the mountain.
Oh, you rode him like a damn sled?
A toboggan.
Wow. Well, I guess he wasn't using his body, so make some use out of it.
Yes.
Well, beautiful.
Oh, but I have a cast of his nose.
Oh, like a death mask?
Yes. But just of his nose.
Uh-huh. Where do you have that displayed somewhere?
Yes, it's hanging above. Hanging from my Winnebago.
Hanging from, what, like the rear view mirror?
Yes.
Okay.
Right next to a fresh pine tree scented pine.
You go for that, huh? All the smells in the world. You're a sensationalist. And you go for Christmas tree pine for your air freshener.
Well, I guess I should elaborate. It's not pine. I said pine scented, but just to for you normies out there, I didn't want to confuse you too much. It, you see, I've created my own scent. That's the smell of a 1992 Crown Victoria unregulated taxi. That is taking you to an airport.
Okay, 1992 Crown Vic, unregulated. All right, well, at least this is when lead was taken out of the gas still. 92, that's not that old. I can smell it, though.
Red, you're in the back seat.
Uh-huh.
There's some leather, perhaps pleather.
It's, to me, when I think of that, I think, yes, leather, stale cigarette smoke, and essentially when you open up a pack of Winter Fresh.
There you have it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you see, you could definitely be in my line of work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've just ridden enough taxis to know. Hasn't changed much.
No, not since then. No, but I enjoy it. You see, we, as a sensationalist, I really have to create the most specific smells possible.
Mm-hmm.
Really evoke memories.
Okay.
For that is the famous Proust.
Proust.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you say his name.
Me neither.
But who cares? But he wrote a famous book that no one has read, but everyone knows the story of the Madeleine.
The what now?
I believe it's a cookie of sorts. that he, when he ate it as an old man, he remembered how he ate it as a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So how...
This is new to me. I've never heard this. You gotta keep going. I'm riveted.
Ah, I believe it's called the remembrance of things past.
Uh-huh.
And he eats a cookie, and then he thinks, ooh, this takes me back.
Uh-huh.
When I was a young boy, and I ate a similar cookie.
Uh-huh.
And then apparently he wrote 7 more books about it.
Oh, really?
And somehow became famous.
Wow. Fascinating.
Yes. Yet incredibly dull at the same time.
I mean, talk about a fortunate cookie.
That's true.
Ooh,
I've tried to make... I have made a scent of the paper in a fortune cookie.
Just the paper.
Yes, but you still get that lingering scent of cookie.
Uh-huh. The kind of like sugary vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mostly the paper.
Uh-huh. And the ink, I'm guessing.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
And I... Ooh,
what's the fortune on the scent?
That's the trick, you see. I really want to get it so right that as soon as you smell it, you can pick up the fortune just by smell alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the lucky numbers, of course.
Uh-huh.
But and you... Oh.
What was the fortune that you were trying to evoke?
Oh, the fortune I had in mind was, of course, the favorite one I have ever gotten, was, you will meet a fiery end.
Oh.
In bed.
In bed!
Well, I mean...
Did you add that last part?
I just added it for fun.
No, that's... I think that's a million-dollar idea. I believe it. So you're operating... You're operating out of this van, this Winnebago,
mm-hmm.
doing your cooks.
Yes.
Just out in the open. Nothing illegal here.
Oh, well, I mean, certain smells are perhaps too powerful to be trusted.
Really?
Well, smell can make people do crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the perfume that you might wear, the cologne, perhaps, to attract someone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're walking down the street.
Okay.
Just the other day?
I call that my shower.
You shower in cologne?
In water.
Oh.
I'm on the road a lot, you see.
Ah,
so
yes.
A shower itself, that's cologne enough for me.
Ah, okay. Yes, yes. It's...
Soap? Who needs it?
Mmm. Oh, that's why I'm having a tough time gaining your scent.
Oh, it's like I imagine I'm something of a cast iron pan. Well seasoned, of course. I've got layers, decades, that
yes.
You might have to get through.
It is sort of short-circuiting my brain, in a way. It's like, yes, yeah, seeing The Matrix or something.
Uh-huh.
I'm just detecting past lives, almost, from you.
Uh-huh.
It's very difficult. I mean, the water quality from all the different showers you've taken, all the places you've been, I smell something of a... It is a bit of a perfume, an old perfume that maybe was oil-based, hadn't been opened in a long time. Something like that. It's plus mixed with a Trailways bus. Oh, ooh, it's a lot. It's
oh,
a lot.
You know what? I'm thinking about it now. I did get a nice little dousing from my last interview. I'm surprised that the... Well, actually, no, that was a very old perfume, so I'm not surprised you can still pick up on that.
Well, of course, I've trained.
Okay,
so your scents can make people do whatever, sometimes. If I wanted to make you remember, perhaps, a very particular childhood memory that would cause you to break down in tears, I can do it.
Really?
Yes. Like, if your dog ran away.
Is this specific to me, or are you saying to anyone you can make them break down in tears?
Oh,
was it the same scent?
Oh, that's the dream. In fact, I've been contacted by the United States military for certain weaponized applications of scents.
You don't say.
I shouldn't have said.
Oh, is this hush-hush? Did you sign an NDA?
I signed something.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It must have been an NDA.
Uh-huh.
Non-dousal agreement.
Oh. So what weaponized scent? What could they possibly want with that?
Well, you've heard of stink bombs.
I have.
Fun little toys, perhaps. Pranks.
Mm-hmm.
They want big ones.
Big ones. Just big ones.
Giant stink bombs.
Uh-huh.
Stink bombs, like atom bomb sized.
Uh-huh.
They want me to do it atomized. Aromatized bombs.
Oh, no.
I know, they're knocking on my door, chasing me, really.
Knocking on the glass door of your Winnipeg.
Yes.
Do you ever, So you have the Winnebago.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you're shopping out to Macy's here, but did you ever have a storefront itself to sell these scents?
I certainly did.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, you did. You don't now?
No, unfortunately, it didn't work out.
Mm.
Not enough people appreciated my scents, so I have to sell... Well, I tripped on my own tongue there. I have to sell them small batch.
Ah, okay.
But I used to have a store. You see, my family, in fact, owned a very, well, a famous store that related to scents.
Okay.
I come from a long line of scent purveyors.
Mm-hmm.
But while I deal in the sort of liquid scents, or the spray scents,
mm-hmm.
my family was part of the, well, I'll say it, the Yankee Candle fortune.
You don't say.
I shouldn't have said it, but...
Wow. Yes, I did. That's fantastic.
Yes, the Yankee Candle Workshop is what my family came up with.
Uh-huh.
It was, we've had a rough family history because back in the day, during the Civil War, well, we had the Yankee Family Workshop, the Yankee Candle Workshop, but down south, part of my family had the Confederate Conflagration.
Confederate what now?
Conflagration. I don't like talking about it. It's too upsetting.
Well, it's not typically a great part of... I mean, we all have, you know, that shameful parts of our ancestry.
Yes, but they had their own knockoff
That's
candle store.
Why I myself got the service hysteriectomy. Now no one ever has to know about that side of my family. Any of their dark secrets, it's been professionally removed. I can give you their card. They are a sponsor for us.
Oh, yes, please. I could definitely use it.
Okay, this one doesn't smell like anything, but you can have it.
Hmm. No, yes, just smells like... I'm going to say a 50 weight paper stock.
Sure.
Harvested from... trees in Alberta, Canada.
You know what, bud? I ain't gonna tell you you're wrong.
Okay. Wonderful.
So you had the Confederate, I'll just say people. and they were at odds with the Yankee Candles.
Yes, they were. But we burned them to the ground.
Why couldn't they just be the Confederate candles? That at least is alliterative. Yankee candles is not.
Oh, no. I mean, we didn't particularly plan on being alliterative. They took it. But they were too concerned with branding than putting out good candles. And also other things they were concerned with, which are no good.
Those all around no good ideas.
No. No, shouldn't really celebrate them anymore at all, either. So, glad they're done with.
Uh-huh.
That side of the family's gone. Gone from the burning of Atlanta. Famous Civil War thing, which we started.
Oh, you! The Yankees. The Yankee Candles.
Yes, it was one of our candles that started it.
Hmm.
Proud to say.
Well, that's nice. So, the long line of, Did the rest of your family consider themselves sensationalists or just perfumologists?
Well, no. They're more in the candle business. I mean, scent is so important in the mm-hmm. candle business.
But they also got wicks to deal with. Glass.
Oh.
Jars.
I know, yes.
Wax.
Yes, so many components to it. Names to the candles, fun names.
Oh, yeah, of course. Got to match the name to the scent, too.
Yes. Of course, it's something that I'm not great with, as you saw earlier, or heard. Sometimes my names are too on the nose.
Yep. I get it.
But I did have a store once.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's hard to remember it, but...
Where was this store?
Well, in the smelliest part of the country.
Mm. Cincinnati?
You got it.
Oh, so just a little bit over. A little township over from where we are now.
Yes, that's why I regret not making a local scent of the cinnamon and meat on spaghetti. Mm. Or, no, chili.
Yes. Chili.
Now, this is why I couldn't do it. I can't even remember the damn thing.
So what was this store called?
It was called I Put a Smell on You.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, but people, I suppose they didn't appreciate me with my super soaker perfume gun.
No, that's too much.
Oh, Leonard. But I was so excited. I was so proud of my scents.
Uh-huh. Would you spray them right when you got in the door? Yes. Or right when they got in the door? Or no, they were in the store. You come in the front door and spray them.
I would mix it up. I would come in the front door sometimes. I would hide in the ceilings and pop down.
Snipe them.
Yes. Wait outside in the bushes.
Uh-huh.
Give them a little pew-pew.
Uh-huh. And they didn't like this. They didn't like this because it was too much, or because they didn't like the smell?
Oh, both, really. Okay. No, they couldn't take the smell. It was too powerful for them.
Mm.
You see, for me, since I just can get them so easily that, well, I think regular people, you normies, as I said.
I don't appreciate that.
Oh, no, is that a bad thing to say?
I don't think anybody does.
Is that? Oh, I hope I'm not canceled.
I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, okay. But that's the thing. I'm in a league of my own. I don't really know how other people operate or how they smell. So I think I have to really boost the scents because it's so easy for me to smell things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it must be harder for other people.
Oh, so you up it.
Yes.
I see. You make it intense, more dense.
The scents are the intense, sense. More dense.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, all of us sensationists, I'm not the only one, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, we have a big organization.
But you're the only one that had tutelage from Monsieur Chanel.
Oh, yes, I think I'm the best.
Oh, okay.
There are others, though, who have other...
Imitations.
Of course.
Imitators, I guess.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Pretenders to the crown, which I wear.
Oh, yes, I do see that. Burger King crown. I did not know that they made those anymore.
Oh, it's from back in the day.
Okay.
I've just kept it in good shape.
Yeah, it is surprisingly good shape. Pristine.
Why, thank you. You see how it's at a jaunty angle?
Mm-hmm.
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 I'm a big fan. But yes, there's many of us. You know, the person who invented Glade plugins.
Do I know them personally? No.
No? Oh, well, they're a sensationalist.
Okay.
So we've done many great things in the world. And we all meet together. Once a year, we have a big old party.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Wiffle Ball.
Ah, yes. Big whiffs.
Yes. We always get Devo to play.
Uh-huh. What do they play?
Whip It.
Okay. What does a sensationalist do instead in lieu of clapping? Perhaps like a poet in a poet reading, you would snap. Poet mm-hmm. snap.
Oh, we do the little bunny motion with our noses.
Oh, it's inaudible.
Oh, but we can smell it.
Okay.
We can smell the up-down motion or left-right motion.
Mm, up-down, that would be hard to do.
I mean, that's thunderous applause in our
world. Oh, you have to work so hard on those nose muscles to get it to move up and down.
That's true. It's a standing nosevation.
Uh-huh. At the Wiffle Ball,
mm-hmm.
So you've got you, the person who invented the Glade plug-in.
Mm-hmm.
Who else you got that's attending this?
Oh, all the famous smells that you know.
The famous smells?
Yes.
Not the people that created them.
Well, we do have a sort of party during the Wiffle Ball.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we're in our finest attire, of course. We're dancing. And once in a while, we'll open a jar with a famous smell.
Oh.
You know, this is, I believe, a true story where someone tried to buy a jar of Britney Spears fart.
Fart. Singular. Yes. Singular.
Apparently, yes.
Ah.
That was one of us. We bought one.
I wonder if they got that idea from the movie Jack, starring Robin Williams. I believe directed by a Martin Scorsese. Or type. Who directed that?
I think you're thinking of Francis Ford Coppola.
Francis Ford Coppola, yeah. I knew it was one of the big guys.
Yes. Yes, a titan of cinema.
But in the famous scene, him and his child friends sit in a treehouse, I believe. Fart in a jar. Actually, I believe it was a coffee can. And pass it around. To what end, I do not know, but it seemed like a bad time for everyone involved.
From the director of The Godfather. And Apocalypse Now.
And Apocalypse Now.
Oh, I hope they said, I love the smell of coffee farts in the morning. What a missed opportunity.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. What a gem.
Napalm is a smell that we...
That is true.
...tried. Made all of our hair fall out.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was a dangerous one. Bad that move.
Yeah, hence the permanent marker on the eyebrows. I'm guessing.
Yes, yes, that was a review I gave myself.
Yeah, you have them so pointy. Looks like you're so angry. Maybe that's why I thought you were angry when you were gesticulating so aggressively.
Oh, I was angry. Don't get me wrong. I'm angry most of the time.
Mm.
See, I've been also looking for a scent that calms you down. Like, you've heard of, you know, chamomile, lavender,
mm-hmm.
all these scents that are supposed to calm the senses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it hasn't worked for me. I'm looking for one that'll just knock you out cold.
Oh, okay.
The opposite of smelling salts.
Uh-huh. I believe it's called chloroform.
Ooh, interesting. I'm going to have to try that.
Well, just make sure you have someone there with you to catch you.
Oh, like a trust fall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
Maybe hire a new assistant before you try that one out.
Hmm. Well, if I have chloroform, I guess I can easily get a new assistant.
Oh, no. Well, what's next for Leonard Parfum?
Oh, I'm always trying to think of new things that I can do. You know, there is a... Well, we're having an anniversary of sorts of the Scentologist Commission. It's a centennial
coming up. Okay.
So we're having another big party there. We love to have parties.
Are you a religious man?
Why, yes. What
makes you was just wondering if you happen to be a part of the Church of Scientology.
I am, yes. Except we never want to get clear.
Mm-hmm.
We don't clear our sinuses.
No?
Well, I guess we do.
Yeah. we do want to go clear.
Yes, yes. I haven't paid enough to get there, though.
Ah, okay.
No, I've used a neti pot, but hasn't always worked. A saline solution.
You got to put the right... Yeah, the salt content has to be correct in there.
Ooh,
you can't just use table salt. Learn that one the hard way.
Oh, no. Sea salt?
Something like that. I don't know. I learned it the hard way, and then I never learned it the right way.
You're just snorting table salt.
Essentially, yeah.
Or Steve, you're like jumping from a high dive into the ocean.
Mm-hmm. From a high dive into the ocean, yeah. Like off an oil rig, directly down in there.
And all the water goes up your nose.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, you must take care of your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pick it.
No, never.
You can pick.
I get the little baby suction thing. That's how I clean my nose.
Oh, wonderful.
Uh-huh.
What a treat.
All right, so sorry, I must have missed. What do you have on the docket? What's in the future?
Well, I am running away constantly from the U.S. military.
Oh, they're after you, huh? They want to recruit you for your genius brain.
Yes, my stink bombs. But no, I'm worried if they take me, it'll be... That's it. That's all I'll do for the rest of my life. It'll be a life sentence.
How closely do they follow you?
Well, I'm always looking over my shoulder.
You know, I happen to be looking over your shoulder, too.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
And we're, you know, I thought it was just because across, I know we're standing in the ladies section, which is why, the ladies intimate section, in fact. It's just why I see across your shoulder into the men's suits selection. And, you know, they had caught my eye, and I thought they were pretty well camouflaged with all the mannequins. But there seemed to be several men in black suits and earpieces.
Oh, no.
Kind of making their way towards you.
Oh, no. Ominously?
I would say hurriedly.
Oh, even worse, mate. Oh, I've tried so hard to make a camouflage scent, to camouflage my own scent.
And did you make one that works? Because we could really use it right now.
Well, you know, this would be a good test run.
Oh, now they're talking to the person at the perfume counter.
Oh, do you think she remembers me?
I would find it hard to believe that she didn't.
Oh, I don't have a memory erasing scent.
No, you don't? No. See, these are things you must make first.
Oh, these would be perfect. And also, I guess, perfect for the military, which is why they want me. But how about this camouflage scent? Maybe we could try it.
All right, let's try it. Okay. And then, do you have the keys to your Winnebago ready?
Oh, always. Got them around my neck.
Okay, great. Well, let's do this. Well, on the run once again from the U.S. military, this is Matthias Spiegel escaping capture with my good friend, Leonard Parfum. We'll see you next time on the podcast. But that's a different story.